this for a while. We start on the intention. This is what is the intention. There are people that Allah gives them more than He gives the others. Allah gave him this much. Allah gave me this much. Gave you this much. Gave someone else who don't deserve in our eyes. 50 million.
50 million.
I mentioned it today in the first. What you can do? Nothing. No, I am coming this year. I'm tired. So I said, Alhamdulillah, one week I am listening to Mawlana Zubair. So, no.
Yeah.
Mawlana Zubair here. Mawlana is a word that is used to someone that who Allah gave them superiority in spirituality and in tasawwuf, in sincerity or state of ihsan. Mawlana is a word that is very Maulana Zubair said that he will be a Maulana when they will give him the title of Maulana, which is very true. Many people, they call themselves Maulana, especially in the East Asia, in Pakistan, India, in this country, they call everyone Maulana. It's a culture. But in reality, Maulana is not... is al-Mawla huwa Allah Azza wa Jalla, is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, one of His beautiful names, al-Mawla. So, Mawlana means Allah is al-Mawla. Mawlana wa Mawla al-Alamayn. Allah inherited Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the manifestation of that beautiful name. And that's why we can say to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the Mawla for human being. He means the responsible, or he is the one that it is under his responsibility. He is going to be asked about his ummah. And anyone inheriting from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awliya Allah, can be called between their murids Mawla. That's why that word is not for everyone. But they are using it to respect, in a way of respect. So when Mawlana Zubair says he has to have that means, if really that is the request, means he's asking something more than what his people call him, Maulana Zubair. He wants to be called by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a good intention, but it needs a lot of work. Alhamdulillah, he's on that track. And we are following him on that track. Until one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with that blessing. It's when someone reaches that level, he doesn't see himself any more higher than others. He has to see himself lower than everyone. Today people using that name, they think they are higher than everyone. And they know more than everyone. But in reality, that his name is given to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, we ask Allah to forgive us. And so Maulana Zubair, you speak something. These people are, they want to listen from you. They are coming to your place to look the answer.
I'm here all the time, nobody comes. That shows you are here, everybody is here. I'm here all the time, nobody comes.
You just want
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya mazhar al-shari'ati wa tariqa. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya ma'adana al-haqiqati wa al-ma'rifa. Ya Rasulullahi wa nurhanana ya Habibullah isma qalana. Inna nafi tahrifan min mubrak ufuz ya dusakilana ashidalana. Highly respected honorable ministry. Our Sheikh P. Sheikh Ishaan. And all the brothers and sisters of Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you all to this center. Actually, I just want to say a few words about the center. The name of our center is East Bay Islamic Education Center, in the bracket, A. Naqshbandi Sufi Center. So this is the name of the center, and alhamdulillah, we have Juma prayer here at 1:30. And every Friday we have a zikr method here. I'm also teaching the children over here. Friday and Saturday mornings. Friday in the afternoon and Saturday mornings. That's what we are doing. And this place, alhamdulillah, is built by Hamdani brothers. And most of us, you know, Professor Jahangir Hamdani Marhoom. He was one of the pioneers in this area who used to go to people's houses and used to read Maulid. We do not have that many scholars in this area. Slowly, slowly, alhamdulillah, we came to that stage. Now we have so many scholars, alhamdulillah, in this area. Shah blessed this area, alhamdulillah. So now, day by day, there are more Maulid celebrations. And alhamdulillah, it's quite a few years since the time I met Sheikh. You know, as we say, the love in the first sight. Since then, I fell in love with Sheikh. My wife is here, she may be get offended, but that's the thing about this is my Sheikh, my peer, you know. So alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure to meet with Sheikh all the time, Sheikh. So, Sheikh always say, ask me to say something, you know, I don't have any encouragement to say in front of Sheikh. But inshallah, one day, Sheikh will make me able to say things, inshallah. We had this Sheikh in Pakistan, his name was Maulana Muhammad Shafi Okarmi Rahmatullahi. He was one of the great scholars and orator. Today, if there is any real spiritual people left in South Africa, they are because of him. These Yogis and these Wahhabis, they took over South Africa, right, left, and left, from all the sides. He is the one who went to South Africa and he saved the ship of the Sunnis. And he told the people what is wrong with these Yogis, the Tamil and the Wahhabis. He was not a Maulana, he was not a lecturer in the beginning. One day he went for a lecture, and another colleague was supposed to come and lecture. And his chef was present in that lecture. And when that particular Maulana was supposed to come and lecture, he did not come, his chef told him, "You speak." And he said, "Chef, I am just a hafiz and not a reader. I never did this." He said, "No, you speak." Since that day, he listened to his chef, and then he carried on and on and on, and there was no backward. He became one of the greatest scholars. One of. And alhamdulillah, he wrote so many books. His lectures were so nice. And he was a very outspoken person. It came to that stage that these people, who we call them with the bad names, the other people are calling them with the bad names, but actually they are. They tried to kill him, they tried to assassinate him. They cut one of his reins over there, and from their side, they left him killed. They thought he's dead now. But Allah gave him life, he came back, and he still carried on with his lectures. After they attacked him, then he recovered, then he started keeping guards with him. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his dream and told him, "Why are you keeping these guards? Don't worry about them. You are our share, you working for us. You have our love, you spreading our message, don't worry about the guards." Then he moved the guards. So that, what we are here, that if Shaykh kills me, inshallah, definitely I will be able to speak. Inshallah. And now we give the mic to Shaykh to take over for the lecture and zikr and everything, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our Shaykh long life. Give him such a lot of strength to carry on with his work.
Amen.
People like him.
Amen.
And alhamdulillah, he is producing a lot of people like that. Inshallah, we hope and make dua that we get the mashayikhs and we get the best from and the spiritual from them.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Sultan. He is Malik al-Mulk. And he owns us. And when Allah owns us, means he owns everything that he gave us. And what he gave us, even every breath we are breathing, he owns. No one have authority on his breath. No one is able to increase the number of breaths that Allah gave. And no one can lower them. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wrote for us, how many breaths in and breaths out, no one can increase them, no one can decrease them. Means you own nothing. You have nothing. Allah said, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ. To whom is the kingdom? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْمُلْكُ. To whom is the kingdom? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't own anything, then why we are fighting? If we don't own anything, why we are quarreling? If we don't own anything, why then we are creating problems between each other? The air that is in the sky, go out of this house and you have a lot of air. Someone comes and tells you, I sell you this, do you buy it? Huh? You don't buy it. Not even for a penny. You say, this is Majnun. He's thinking, I'm crazy to buy the air. But you are crazy if you are not buying it. You have to make sure that you own it. If you make sure to possess it. Because if you go and put yourself in a room sealed very well, you think how long you last there? You breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, then everything becomes carbon dioxide. What happened? You die. Do you buy the air now or not? It is cheap or expensive? You might give everything you own, might be to extend your breath in, might be for a second. Because in that second you don't know, might make an opening for you to be able to live more. Means that air is precious. But we don't understand its value. And we don't appreciate the value of the air that we are breathing. So you buy it now or you don't buy it?
You
buy or you don't buy?
Buy.
Okay, I will sell you, come on. Why are you laughing? You don't want to buy? If you own all this world, and Sayyidina Israel come to you, angel of death, say, okay, your life is finished. But I can bargain for you. Give me all what you own, I give you 10 days more. You do that or not?
Yes.
Even for one day. Means we own nothing. If the air that we breathe, which is very valuable, but we are not thinking about it, we don't own it. So what we own then? Means at any moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to stop that air from reaching you, you are finished. That means that it's a waste of time, and it is a sickness or an illness by objecting and refusing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to do. Because when the fish, you bring it out of the water, what happened? It was, you say in English?
Flapping.
We are in the ocean of submission. Allah created us in the day of promises when we were souls in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were in that ocean, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Coming from that ocean to dunya is happening to us as it happened to the fish in the ocean. We are struggling. 100% sure that no one of us is happy of his life. Us?
We are happy.
We are happy. No one happy. What I mean happy means, of course, people like their life, but they have difficulties. Everyone has a difficulty. You cannot find someone with no difficulties. Because we are out of the ocean. Ocean of submission. And Mawlana Zubair asked one question that he will be Mawlana when they give him that title. Means that title is not given until that person immerses himself back to the ocean that he is coming from. He has to be back in the ocean of submission. In the ocean of abdiyya. There is maqam al-ubudiyya, there is maqam al-abdiyya. Maqam al-ubudiyya is the level that you are worshipping. Ubudiyya, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maqam al-abdiyya, when Allah gave you the title of abd. It's big difference. Everyone can be in ubudiyya, is doing his obligations, but not everyone reached maqam al-abdiyya. Only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah called him out. Subhana alladhi asra bi 'abdihi layla. Allah called him out. That is, awliyaullah are inheriting this level, depend on their seniority. They inherit from that manifestation of that world. How much is up to their capacity, what they can take. We cannot say about ourselves, ibad. We are still yet not submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are أخوف ما أخاف على أمتي الشرك الخفي. The most I fear for my ummah is the hidden shirk. We are still in hidden shirk. When you are in a shirk, you are not apt. You didn't reach that. You are trying to be apt, but you are not. Until you completely take yourself out of shirk. You ask, make shirk or not? We are trying not to make. We say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But when we put our ego in, then you are considering yourself existing. Cannot be existing. The only existence is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, he humbled himself. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم. I'm like you, but like you. But this is showing of humbleness. For Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that is being raised to Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj to Kaaba Qawsayn aw Adna. His name is with Allah's name, cannot be separated from Allah's name, has to follow. And what he said, اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. اللهم لا تكلني إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. Oh Allah, don't leave me to my ego, to myself for a blink of an eye. That's Prophet. How many we are left to our egos? For more than blink of eyes. Every moment, blinks of eyes. Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami went into seclusion. You know Sayyidina Abu Yazid, one of the big saints. We mentioned this 3 days ago in Sahba. You were there? About his saying, oh Allah, I left my will to your will. So he went into seclusion, and in that time, it's not like seclusion today. Seclusion today, you can do it in a cave or in a room, far from people, in the mountains where there is no one around you. But in the time of Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami or Sayyidina Abu Khalfa al-Wajnuwani or from the Naqshbandi or from other orders, they do it underground. There is today in Malaysia one group of Malashis, followers. They do it in cemeteries. They have empty graves and they go inside the grave and they do this the seclusion there. Into the grave between dead people. Oh. Imagine how you can do it. You would run away next day. Not next day, next moment. Yeah. 40 days at least, you have to be in that grave. At day and night. You praying there, you eating there. You want to go wudu for... But everything there and behind you, graves of dead people. Everyone that look at you like you. That you are going to do. Huh? You run away. Now if he catch you. Try that. But yeah, if he tried that, his beard will become white.
Yeah.
It became white and then.
So what happened is that he went into seclusion. He went 70 arms down in a well. But that well is dry. So 70 yards down, doing seclusion there. Doesn't care for anyone else. He's submitting in Allah's will. In the village. And the village, people of the village, they have drought. There is no water. There is no rain. For many, many months, he's there sitting happy. Happy because why? Because he feels that nearness to the Divine Presence, nearness to the love of Sayyidina Muhammad. So he's happy. He doesn't care for anything. That is his love. That is his food. That is his provision. That is his life. That is his breath. That is everything for him. And outside,
people are struggling. There is a drought.
No food, nothing.
So after 6-7 months, people are no food. They came, they sent someone to him and say, "Ya Aba Yazid," shouting from the top of the well, saying, "Ya Aba Yazid, we are suffering outside. And you are here by yourself." He said, "How do you know I am by myself? I am in a company better than your company outside. I'm happy here, don't bother me." He said, "Please come out and pray for us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send shower, to shower us." Because this is the du'a of istighath. When there is no
rain.
No rain, they do prayer, istisqa, and mainly they do it after Jum'ah prayer, in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower them. And in the time of Sahaba, Sayyidina Umar did it many times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them rain. And he said, "Leave me alone, don't bother me." He said, "Ya Aba Yazid, we are suffering." And then they came, all the village, begging him to come out and pray for them. He said, "Okay, I will do a prayer, but I need someone to say Ameen." They said, "Okay, all of us will say Ameen." He said, no. There must be a certain specification to say Ameen. Not everyone says Ameen that it's accepted. I need someone that has certain specifications that says Ameen. And they say, "Okay, what is the specification?" He said, "The one that comes to me and I make dua, and he says Ameen, you have to send him down in the well with me first. Second, he must conform to me that he did not ever committed a sin in his life."
Can you?
Look, to accept the dua has to be, to say Ameen must not be a sinner. Yeah, well, we say Ameen all the day. That's why our dua is not answered. Allah said, "Only astajib lakum." Ask me, I will respond. But it's not. Because to know that our Ameen is not correct, is not accepted. Especially in these times, what we are living in, too much sins around us. Every way you go this way or that way, you are dipped into sin. No. Can you take yourself out from sin?
No.
It's impossible. You have sin at home, you have sin outside the house. You have sin in the work, you have sin outside the work. You have sin in the masjid, you have sin outside the masjid. Why I say in the masjid? How many people sit around with each other making conspiracy against everyone else? Try to throw, especially here in this country, try to throw this board of trustee, bring another board of trustees, make election, take over, changing the policy of the masjid for what? Allah said, "Masajid is for Allah, so you, it's not for you. Who cares for you, board of trustees or not?" That's why you don't need in a masjid any board. One imam and that's it. Finish. Your trust, that imam you trust. Finish. You don't need more than that. Why are you giving headache to yourself? This one say this, this one say that, this one say this, and they fight with each other, then they go and take each other to the court.
finally, Masajid goes to court. How many masjid went to court? That is Islam. How many organizations eating the money of people that they are giving and donating and sending it to terrorist people? Allah is going to ask them. So Sayyidina Abu Yazid said, I want someone that never committed a sin. From where they are going to find that one? So they begin to ask in the village, anyone think that he did not commit a sin, or she, please come and identify yourself. From whom to whom? Everyone say, I cannot. No one can cheat in front of Abu Yazid al-Bastami, he would punish him. Cannot cheat there. Everyone knows. Until they found one man, old. And he said, I am that one. I will go with you to Abu Yazid. He said, are you sure? He said, of course. I'm trying, I'll be sure, inshallah. So he went. And they said, Ya Abu Yazid, we found someone. And Abu Yazid said, did you commit in your life any sin? He said, I can affirm that I did not. If you see I did, I don't know. He said, how you can confirm that I did not do the sin? He said, because I am always in seclusion. I'm avoiding people. One day, I was going from my home to the masjid of the village. And as I am walking, because when you walk, you have to look at wherever your footsteps. You cannot look like that. Where do you look?
At your feet.
At your feet. And you don't look right, you don't look left, you don't look straight forward. You look at your feet. I'm looking at my feet. Suddenly, I don't know how, I looked right and I saw some people hanging their clothes to dry. Now you have a dryer. But before they didn't have dryer. And many people don't have dryer, they hang their clothes. And by mistake, my right eye came only suddenly and for a blink of an eye, which I took it back. I saw with my right eye an underwear of a lady. So I knew I did something wrong. I went back home, took an iron bar, steel, put it in fire, warm it very high and punch my eye. Because I didn't want to be asked in judgment day, why you look like that? He said, you are good comfort. You, I guarantee you don't have sin. And Sayyidina Abu Yazid made dua, and this man was saying Ameen, and Allah was raining shower. Don't think it's too much. No. I saw that from Maulana Sheikh, my Sheikh, Sheikh Nazim, in Haram, in Medina, in Mecca. Where we were going to finish the third tawaf and going to the fourth tawaf, Maulana stopped and said, Ya Rabbi, we are coming from long distance. What is this? Your angels are holding the rain. Please let them release the rain, the cloud to rain. And there is no cloud. There was no cloud, there was nothing.
And he was stopped and making du'a, 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 du'a. It was after Hajar al-Aswad by the of the Kaaba there. And the fourth round, after he finished, we made the fourth round. Finishing the fourth round, suddenly thunder is coming and clouds are coming and rain. And everything in Mecca was drowned with water. Water went till here, till our chest, filling with water, because there is no source. The water, the earth doesn't absorb the water. So I experienced that. So we go back. Is that submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is important to take you to maqam al-abdiya through ubudiyya. Through ubudiyya, worshipness, it takes you to reach a level that you will be dressed from the smell of that dress of maqam al-abdiya. That's what Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami was dressed, and that's how awliya Allah are being dressed. Until that comes, you are not Mawlana yet. Mawlana become a, as we open the subject, it's a common word that people use, which is okay. It's a cultural way to respect someone and say, alhamdulillah, it's a good respect. No problem. But to reach that level, we need to work hard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dress. It's dressing. Slowly, 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 slowly. If we do more, we dress more. If we do more, we dress more. May Allah forgive us. And may Allah bless this meeting. And inshallah, give Mawlana Zubair more and more. And those people who are opening this place as a masjid in this area. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmatul fatih. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم يا مسبب الأسباب يا مفتح الأبواب يا مقرب القلوب والأبصار يا دليل المتحيرين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد رابطة الشريف keep your heart connected to the love of Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم his أولياء فاتحة الشريف بسم الله
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين صلوات الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وسلم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وسلم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وسلم وسلم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد
الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. آمنا بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وأصحابه الكرام وإلى أرواح خير الأنبياء والمرسلين وخدماء شرائعهم وإلى أرواح الأئمة الأربعة وإلى أرواح مشايخنا الفريضة النقشبندية العلية الفاتحة.
فاعلم انه لا اله الا الله 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 لا اله الا الله
لا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب بلا يا الله الله
الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله
الله الله
الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله
الله الله ونعم الوكيل من مولاه نعم النصير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو نعم المولى ونعم النصير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم حق 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 نعم المولى ونعم النصير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم حي
حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي حي
نعم المولى ونعم النصير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الله
الله حق الله الله حق الله الله حق الله الله حق الله الله حي الله الله حي الله
نعم المولى ونعم النصير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
على أشرف العالمين سيدنا محمد صلوات على أفضل العالمين سيدنا محمد صلوات إلى شرف النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الكرام وإلى راح أبا يوم أدنى حسن وسلسل نصدقين الفاتحة. يا هو يا هو يا دليل
يا هو يا هو يا دليل يا هو يا هو يا دليل الله يا هو يا يا دليل يا دليل يا دليل يا الله يا دليل يا دليل يا دليل يا الله يا حليم يا حليم يا حليم يا الله يا حليم يا حليم يا حليم يا الله يا حافظ يا حافظ يا حافظ يا الله يا حافظ يا حافظ يا حافظ يا الله يا غفار يا غفار يا غفار يا الله يا غفار يا غفار يا غفار يا قهار يا قهار يا الله يا قهار يا قهار يا قهار يا الله يا جبار يا جبار يا جبار يا الله
يا جبار يا جبار
يا جبار يا الله يا مجيب يا مجيب يا الله
يا مجيب
يا مجيب يا مجيب يا الله
يا معيد
يا معيد يا معيد يا الله
يا معيد
يا معيد يا معيد يا الله
يا معين
يا معين يا معين يا الله
يا معين
يا معين معين يا الله يا معين يا معين يا معين يا الله يا معين يا معين يا معين يا الله يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود يا الله يا ودود يا يا سبحان يا سبحان يا الله يا سبحان يا سبحان يا سبحان يا الله يا سلطان يا سلطان يا سلطان يا الله يا سلطان يا سلطان يا سلطان يا الله يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام يا الله يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام يا الله يا رحمن يا رحمن يا رحمن يا الله يا رحمن يا رحمن يا رحمن يا الله يا أمان يا
يا عزيز يا الله يا عزيز يا عزيز صفي الله
عليه صلاة الله لا إله إلا الله
محمد كريم الله
عليه صلاة الله لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله
عليه صلاة الله لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله
عليه صلاة الله لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله
عليه صلاة الله
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وسلم 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 اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين على كل أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين على أشرف العالمين سيدنا محمد صلوات على أفضل العالمين سيدنا محمد صلوات على أكمل العالمين سيدنا محمد صلوات صلوات الله على وملائكته وأنبيائه ورسله وجميع خلقه على محمد وعلى آل محمد عليه وعلى السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن سادتنا أصحاب رسول الله أجمعين وعن التابعين بالإنسان وعن الأئمة المجتهدين الماضي والنوم المتقين والأولياء الصالحين والشاهدين والتلواتين والشهدية والأولياء قدس الله تعالى أرواحهم زكية ورضا تعالى الحكم بركة وعن الله تعالى علينا ببركات وفيضات دائما والحمد لله رب العالمين
الفاتحة نهيسا وما كرناه وسلم وقبول منا إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه الكرام وإلى أرواح إخوان الأنبياء والمرسلين وخدماء شرائهم وإلى أرواح الأئمة الأربعة وإلى أرواح مشايخنا بطريقة النقشبندية العادية خاصة أرواح إمام طريقة الغوث الخليل والغزواتي نقشبند محمد ويسير البخاري حالة أستاذنا سيدنا سلطان أوياء سيد شام بن سيد شام محمد ناصر الحقان عبد الخالق الغزوان قال ختم الخالق وسائر ساداتنا صديقينا وإلى أرواح آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأجدادنا وجداتنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا وأخواننا وأخواتنا وأعمامنا وعماتنا وأخواننا وخالاتنا وإلى أهل العبا وأهل بيتنا وإلى المظلومين السادات والشرفاء والغزاة والحجاج والمعتمرين في برك ومحك وجودك من أمة محمد عامة الأجمعين وإلى مشايخنا ومشايخ مشايخنا ولنا معهم لهم منا الفاتحة سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب آمين
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بن عبد الجود والكرم والله العظيم والحكم والسكين والعظيم صحبه بعد التسليم.
آمين.
يا رب العالمين أحمد شكر الوكيل بعد ذلك على جامع القبول والمنظور فرما.
آمين.
يا رب العالمين اشخاص عن طريق داري محمود صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد ذلك اختصم الأدلة أن تغرف الفشكات إلى بطاق القبول والمنظور فرما.
آمين.
حاب صلى الله عليه وسلم عن تسر القادمين لسي تمام عبد الله الكرام عليه الصلاة والسلام.
آمين.
تمام في عبد الكرام طالب انتبت علينا على ذات الحاضر وعد مطهرة الله الله تعالى المجمعين.
آمين.
تمام سلاسة تمام عبد الكرام بخصوص الوصيل الشيخ عبد القادر الجيلاني رضي الله تعالى عنه والوصيل الخليل بهاء الدين اشرف رضي الله تعالى عنه والوصيل الخليل شهاب الدين الصبري رضي الله تعالى عنه والوصيل قال من يبين شكير مير رضي الله تعالى ورسولنا قال قديرهم في الفائد رضي الله تعالى ورسولنا قال قديرهم في المحزان واللسان رضي الله تعالى ورسولنا قال قديرهم في الفائد رضي الله تعالى اور ہمارے تمام شائخ حضرات و تمام کی خدمت میں پیش کرتے ہیں اللہ کا قبول منظور فرما تمام مقدسین مفسرین احرامان مومنین اور صالحین صالحات تمام کے ارواح کو دفن کیا اللہ کا قبول منظور فرما بالخصوص ہمارے عزیز و قارب اور خدا کی کامی کے جسے کی رضا رکھنے کی یہ شیدہ شکریہ تمام کے ارواح کو دفن کیا اللہ کا قبول منظور فرما یا اللہ کریم ان تمام کی مغفرت فرما اور اس کی قبروں کو کشادہ فرما اور اس کی قبروں کو منور فرما یا اللہ کریم ہم لوگ جو زندہ ہیں ہمیں ایمان کی دولت نصیب فرما یا اللہ کریم کی مرتبہ اپنی دسوں کا آپ لوگ بلا پیر اور جواب یا اطلاع بلا شیش یا اللہ کریم شیخ علی نے میں سین سینا مہدی علیہ السلام کا جا رہا ہے عزیبہ صحابہ شریف کی تدیر میں تھی میں بھی ہمارے کے سوال ہے جنشاء اللہ اللہم حسن علیہ میں رحمان اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم صدیتنا علی ایمان وانتنا علی ایمان وحشتنا علی رضی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم نظر قلوبنا بیوری معرفت تغاشق حبیبتا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب اوليائك وحب ما يقربنا اليك وحب ما ينفعنا
امين
اللهم متعنا برؤية رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم متعنا بشفاعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد مماتنا وصلى الله على حبيبك سيدنا مولانا محمد واله وصحبه اجمعين الفاتحة يا نبي ما ترى ليلى يا رسول الله عليك يا اب تو تے بہنے بلا کہ اللہ کا گھر خلد کا نقشہ نہیں دیکھا کچھ بھی نہیں دیکھا جو مدینہ نہیں دیکھا اے موت میری موت ابھی اور ٹھہر جا میں نے ابھی سرکار کا روزہ نہیں دیکھا کچھ بھی نہیں دیکھا جو مدینہ نہیں دیکھا رضوا تیری جنت میں میرا جی نہیں لگتا میں نے تو یہاں گنبد خضرا نہیں دیکھا کچھ بھی نہیں دیکھا جو مدینہ نہیں دیکھا اور جبریل امین سنتے ہیں یوں ذکر مدینہ جیسے کبھی آنکھوں سے مدینہ نہیں دیکھا کچھ بھی نہیں دیکھا جو مدینہ نہیں دیکھا امت کے لیے اپنے نواسوں کو اتا دے ایسا تو جہاں میں
کوئی تاتا نہیں کہتا مدینہ کی وہ من پاتی فضائیں یاد آتی ہیں وہ صحرا وہ نظارے وہ ہوائیں یاد آتی ہیں وہ بارش پتھروں کی مکہ طائف کی گلیوں میں ستم لوگوں کے آقا کی دعائیں یاد آتی ہیں ستم لوگوں کے آقا کی دعائیں یاد آتی ہیں تمنا یہ کہ کانٹوں کی جگہ بھی پھول کھل جائے ہرا کے غار کی وہ التجا یاد آتی ہے عطا اب تو تیبہ میں بلاؤ حسرتیں دل کی نکالو ہم غریبوں سے نبھالو اور اپنے دامن میں چھپا لو یا علی سلام محسوس ہو رہا ہے
کافر بالا کہے گا کر کوئی دیوانا کہے کر کوئی دیوانا چلو نیازی تمہیں مدینے چلو نیازی مدینے والے بلا رہے چلو مدینے والے بلا رہے آپ محسوس ہو رہا ہے حضور تشریف لا رہے ہیں السلام علیکم یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکم یا سیدی یا حبیب اللہ السلام علیکم یا سیدی یا شفیع المذنبین السلام علیکم یا سیدی یا رحمت للعالمین الصلاة والسلام عليكم يا أنبياء الله
ربنا تقبل منا وأطعنا وأغفر وارحمنا واهدنا يا مستقيم طريق المستقيم وانصرنا على القوم المفسدين اللهم أصلح شأننا وشأن المسلمين اللهم أصلح كتابنا وكتاب المسلمين صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة
صار لنا ساعة واقفين. مصطفى.
Assur, what is the time now?
You have his phone number? So we can go and the Yasser can stay here. One car can go. في واحد جاي من واشنطن تقريبا الساعة 10 وشوية 10
Zubair, if you give me permission at 10:20, there is someone arriving from Washington. Yeah, but I have to go to the airport to pick that person up. So they can eat.
Sheikh Yasser here. One car will go, the other cars will stay here.
Okay. Yeah.
Ready? Ready? I'll work.